In June 2026, SpaceX debuted on the public market, raising over $75 billion. That single event pushed the company's valuation to $1.75 trillion. Before this, Saudi Aramco held the world record for a public offering. In 2019, the state-backed oil giant raised $29 billion. SpaceX nearly tripled that figure in a single day. But the financials inside the company's S-1 filing reveal a significant contradiction. While SpaceX reported $18.7 billion in revenue for 2025, it also posted a $2.6 billion operating loss, largely due to the capital requirements of its XAI division. It is rare for a company losing billions of dollars to command a 70x forward revenue multiple while generating $150 billion in investor demand before the first trade. SpaceX reached this valuation by combining a physical monopoly in aerospace with a precise execution of Wall Street financial engineering. The valuation starts with physical control of the infrastructure. Today, SpaceX launches approximately 85% of all commercial payloads sent into orbit. By successfully landing and reusing first-stage boosters, the company rewrote the economics of the industry, driving the cost of space access down to roughly $1,400 per kilogram. That reliable access to orbit allowed the company to build its most profitable division, the Starlink satellite connectivity segment. While launch services brought in $4 billion, Starlink generated $11.4 billion at a 63% margin. These profits offset the massive investments required for the XAI computing infrastructure, funding a frontier AI lab with satellite subscriptions. This consolidated structure allows the market to price the company based on 2030 outcomes, like orbital data centers and Mars colonies, rather than current balance sheets. Beyond the technology, the specific structure of the stock offering determined how the market would respond. SpaceX utilized a low float strategy, releasing just 3-5% of total shares. Restricting supply creates a massive imbalance when combined with index inclusion, because funds tracking those indexes are mathematically forced to buy the stock, regardless of price. NASDAQ and FTSE Russell both updated their historical eligibility rules to fast-track SpaceX into their indexes, guaranteeing a massive wave of mechanical institutional demand. The S&P 500 was the only major holdout. They rejected the fast-track proposal, maintaining their requirement that a company must show 12 months of GAAP profitability before it can be considered for the index. Even without the S&P, the impact was significant. Index funds tracking the NASDAQ 100 and the Russell 1000 were forced to buy between $22 billion and $27 billion worth of the tiny available float. Underwriters then layered discretionary demand on top of that mechanical buying by allocating an unprecedented 30% of the offering to retail investors through platforms like Robinhood and Fidelity. By artificially restricting the supply of shares while legally guaranteeing billions in institutional buying, the structure of the IPO made a price surge nearly inevitable. The scale of the SpaceX IPO demonstrated exactly how much leverage a dominant company can wield over modern capital markets. By waiting to go public until they reached global scale, SpaceX gained the power to dictate terms to Wall Street, rather than following the standard rules of a typical listing. This provides a template for future late-stage companies. Pair a technological monopoly with an artificially low float to trigger forced index buying. At this scale, a company can architect financial events that the passive market is legally required to absorb. With millions of people holding passive index funds in their retirement accounts, we have to consider the long-term risk of forced buying when it involves unprofitable companies of this size.